Hello, this is Margie Mendel in Montreal. I have the great joy and pleasure of speaking to you about the life and work of my friend, my colleague, my former professor and mentor, Carrie Polanyi-Levitt, on the occasion of her 100th birthday, which is very soon, next week on the 14th of June. I've been invited by the International Carl Polanyi Society to contribute to a series of podcasts about the remarkable Polanyi family on the occasion of Carrie's 100th birthday. I've had the pleasure and the honor of being part of Carrie's life, or having Carrie as part of my life, my professional life, my personal life, for more than half of her life, for more than 50 years. She was my professor at McGill University, where I completed a master's and a PhD in economics. Together, we founded the Carl Polanyi Institute of Political Economy at Concordia University in 1988. I did quite a bit of work about which I will tell you very soon, prior to the creation of the Institute. And since that time, I've been really on a, how can I put it, exciting, stimulating, inspiring, life-transforming adventure and journey with Carrie, sharing her thoughts, her reflections, sharing her friendships, her family by being included in many family events over the years. I've really had a great privilege in what we could say is, in today's terms, a multidimensional relationship with this wonderful, remarkable woman. But today, what I would like to do is talk to you a little bit about Carrie's life and work and about her distinguished career, which spans more than 6 decades of teaching, mentoring, research, publications, establishing and nurturing networks of scholarly exchange, and actively participating in critical public debates in Canada and abroad. She has taught generations of students in economic development and political economy in Canada, in the Caribbean, and internationally, many of whom are distinguished academics and public figures today. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt was born in Vienna, Austria, the daughter of Carl Polanyi and Ilona Duchinska. Over the years, she and I have had many long conversations about her childhood in Vienna, about the leading intellectuals and public figures who frequented the Polanyi home until the rising tide of fascism forced her father to emigrate to England with his daughter Carrie. It was in wartime England that Carrie Polanyi studied at the LSE with some of the most eminent economists at the time. After graduation in 1947, she emigrated to Canada, where she married and had 2 sons, Tom and Harry, and received a master's degree in economics from the University of Toronto. She subsequently accepted an appointment in the Department of Economics at McGill University in 1961, where she taught until her retirement in 1992. I will only share with you some of Carrie Polanyi-Levitt's numerous achievements, engagements, contributions to intellectual and public life. Few people are aware of her very early work on the study of the effects of Allied strategic bombing on the German war economy with the eminent Hungarian economist Nicholas Kaldor in 1946, while she was a student at the London School of Economics, and where she graduated with first-class honors and won the Farr Medal, for her work in statistics. Carrie wrote for a trade union newspaper soon after she arrived in Canada in 1950, before completing her graduate studies at the University of Toronto. In the 1960s, she completed important work for Statistics Canada on input-output analysis for the Atlantic provinces. As well, she advised governments on the creation of national accounts in Trinidad and Tobago and Haiti in the 1960s, and produced an extensive report for the Government of Canada on its relations with the Caribbean. In 1970, the publication of her book, Silent Surrender, The Multinational Corporation, argued against the domination of the Canadian economy by multinationals and quickly became a bestseller. I recall reading this book when I was an undergraduate in economics at Concordia University, and followed the impact that the publication of this book had on Canadian politics at the time. Carrie's research was at the core of political debates on foreign ownership and influenced the creation of the Foreign Investment Review Agency by the Government of Canada in 1973, with a mandate to screen foreign acquisitions of Canadian businesses and to advise government on actions to be taken. In 2008, Carrie Polanyi-Levitt was awarded the John Kenneth Galbraith Prize jointly with her good friend and colleague, Professor Melville Watkins, for their contribution to Canadian political economy and to progressive economics in Canada. Silent Surrender was later translated into French as La Capitulation Tranquille. It was reissued in 2001 and remains a classic in Canadian political economy. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt has inspired many students in Canada and abroad over several decades. As a former student of hers in the 1970s and early 1980s, I recall her seminars that very often went overtime because no one wished to leave, and also the summer reading courses she generously led on a voluntary basis with many of us who were interested in deepening our knowledge of development economics, and in particular the writings of Latin American economists at the time. I note, for example, the work of Celso Furtado, who was always a very influential thinker in Carrie's own work on economic development. I recall day-long discussions, usually in someone's garden, always including an enjoyable meal. Always committed to social justice, Carrie instilled in her students the need to nuance, to deepen our understanding of the complexities of political and economic challenges in developed and developing countries that could only be understood and approached with a broad analytical framework and a critical eye. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt's steadfast commitment to open dialogue and debate in economics, her insistence on the need to understand theoretical debates that have shaped economic theory historically, challenged the narrow perspective that overtook the profession in the 1980s, and the marginalization of economic development, economic history, history of economic thought, and comparative perspectives. So as to institutionalize development studies, Carrie co-founded the Canadian Association for the Study of International Development, CASID, in the early 1980s. CASID now awards an annual Carrie Polanyi-Levitt Prize to the best original essay by a graduate student in international development studies. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt encouraged young economists to pursue their interest in economic development theory during the many years when the field was marginalized by the economics profession. Her work and her support for talented young economists have contributed to the renaissance of economic development theory and to reclaiming its place in economics. Among her many honors, she was awarded an honorary doctorate from the University of the West Indies in 2008 in recognition of her contribution to international development, her teaching, publications, and participation in public life in the Caribbean over several decades. It was in the early 1980s that Carrie Polanyi-Levitt invited me to collaborate with her on the life and work of her father, Carl Polanyi. She wished to organize her father's archive, a project begun earlier by her late mother. Our collaboration of almost 35 years is a story in itself. The reading, discussing, sorting, cataloging, debating, marveling at what we discovered describes our experience over all these years, and it continues today. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt invited the Hungarian Academy of Sciences to host an international Carl Polanyi conference in Budapest in 1986, marking the centenary of her father's birth. Academics from numerous countries and disciplines gathered in Budapest to discuss the work of Carl Polanyi. They expressed their desire to pursue the conversation begun in Budapest in 1987 with the encouragement of the late Dr. Charles Bertrand, Dean of the Faculty of Arts and Sciences at the time. The Carl Polanyi Institute was established at Concordia University and became the repository of the Carl Polanyi Archive, Polanyi's literary legacy. The newly created institute hosted the second international conference at Concordia in 1988. Unexpectedly, the COVID pandemic meant that our 15th international conference, held recently in April 2021, was entirely virtual. I will not go on about the work of the Institute, but I want to share with you the commitment that Carrie has had and continues to have to the widest possible dissemination of her father's work and ideas. The Institute has played this role for more than three decades, with the archive as its centerpiece, its crown jewel, an archive that has been consulted by faculty, students, activists, public intellectuals, journalists, representing many disciplines and organizations from all over the world, generating numerous publications across disciplines and public spaces, including several important books on the life and work of Carl Polanyi. Carrie Polanyi-Levitt herself has given numerous public lectures and keynote addresses at international conferences and has published extensively on the significance of her father's work, drawing upon her deep knowledge and expertise as an eminent economist who has engaged with the most important debates in the latter part of the 20th century and into the 21st century. Her insight into the work of her father has contributed to a better understanding of the roots of his work in Europe from the turn of the 20th century until his death in 1964, to the significance of his ideas in the history of political economy, and to the widespread and growing recognition of the resonance of his work to contemporary debates. In her book, From the Great Transformation to the Great Financialization, Carrie brings the work of Carl Polanyi into dialogue with Marx, von Mises, Hayek, and Keynes. She revisits the critical debates Polanyi inspired in the social sciences, in economic history, and in economic anthropology, and more recently in all social science disciplines, and she discusses the relevance of his work to contemporary society. Say, on Polanyi's writings in Vienna during the interwar period resonates with the search today for a democratic model of economic development. They reflect her lifelong commitment to democratic socialism. In 2004, Carrie Polanyi-Levitt became an honorary member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, an honor conferred only on Hungarian nationals. I would like to quote from the address that she gave, receiving this honor, and I quote, "We conclude that the contradictions between the requirements of the capitalist economy for unlimited expansion and the requirements of people to live in mutually supportive relations cannot be resolved without a civilizational change to transform institutions governing economic life. This is a long-term process, but in the history of humanity, the past two centuries of industrial capitalism are a moment. As Heilbronner reminds us, None of the great economists, not Smith, nor Marx, nor Schumpeter, nor Keynes, projected a long, untroubled future for capitalism, nor did Karl Polanyi. Many nonprofit initiatives of civil society are examples of social solidarity based on cooperation, not competition, on association, not on individual gain. Important as they are, however, they cannot substitute for democratic control of the state, which remains essential to the organization of economic livelihood in a modern society in the North as in the South. The transformation of the capitalist order requires a new calculus of the value of work, the value of human needs, and the value of nature. Basic human needs of security, affection, respect, and protection have no place in formal economics. Economic decisions have to be made, but the value system must be one that accords with the realities of real people living in real societies and a very real dependence on the natural environment and its very limitations. Economics has to return to some very basic questions of use value and exchange value. We have to take into account the real value of human effort and work, and that it is very different from its market value. We have to protect nature and our social and cultural heritage. People do not like to be valued and respected only for the income which they can earn, and to be totally disrespected if they are not able to earn income for whatever reason. The reconciliation of criteria of technical efficiency with distributive justice and democratic process was the problem which Karl Polanyi attempted to solve in the debate with Ludwig von Mises, mentor of Friedrich Hayek, on the feasibility of an associational democratic socialist economy. More recently, when asked to reflect on her work as an economist, Carrie Polanyi Levitt replied, and I quote, "I have evolved as time has gone along. I simply found that factors that are not considered in economics, such as the legacies of history, the particularities of culture, and of social institutions in a country, are absolutely critical to understand." As we know, Carrie Polanyi Levitt's health no longer permits her to move about freely, but for those of us who remain close to her, we experience her intellectual energy and commitment to continue her engagement with the challenges of our times, especially the future of democracy and social justice, her lifelong commitments. Carrie Polanyi Levitt's vitality is remarkable, and it has meant that I can continue to enjoy the privilege of close friendship, collaboration, and the inspiration I have drawn from her since the early 1970s when I was her graduate student. Thank you, Carrie, for your companionship and generosity. I wish you a very happy 100th birthday. It is truly a joy to be able to celebrate this milestone with you and with so many of your friends, your family members, colleagues, former students, today. Thank you to my colleagues and friends at the International Karl Polanyi Society for inviting me to pay tribute to Carrie Polanyi Levitt on her centenary birthday.